With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has confirmed an ICE-related shooting occurred in Minneapolis this morning. The Department of Homeland Security reportedly told NBC News that a woman rammed her car into ICE agents. Witnesses say a federal agent then shot someone, first responders, and administered life-saving aid. U.S. forces aborted two ships today, oil tankers that were sanctioned and were trying to deliver oil away from Venezuela, and that happened in the North Atlantic and a separate one in the Caribbean.
Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem says U.S. forces also took control of a tanker in the Caribbean. She says both ships were either last docked in Venezuela or were headed there. Officials say the Russian-flagged vessel, renamed from the Bella One to the Marinara, was sanctioned by the U.S. in 2024 for allegedly smuggling cargo for a company linked to Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, which is backed by Iran. The U.S. Coast Guard tried to board the vessel in December, but were refused. Donna Porter, Washington.
Greenland's strategic location above the Arctic Circle makes it a focal point in global security and trade debates. It also accounts for President Trump's oft-stated desire to gain control of the island to shore up U.S. national security in the region. China and Russia are increasing their influence in the Arctic, which has raised a number of security concerns. Winter weather is snarling travel in Europe. This man says it's going to take him a little while longer to get home to the U.S. than he was planning on.
This was supposed to be a one-week trip, and it's going to be 2 weeks. We're staying in a nice place. I mean, we're better off than people who are sleeping at the airport here, but it's still a big disaster.
More than 1,000 stranded passengers spent the night at Amsterdam's international airport as a snow and ice grounded hundreds of flights and choked off highways and railroads. This is SRN News. California is banning book bans.
While a growing number of states are removing adult material from the children's sections of their public and school libraries, California is going in the opposite direction. The state has enacted a law that prevents the removal of books that, quote, include sexual content solely because of age from its libraries, even if parents request it. Another new California law will force health insurance to cover in vitro fertilization for gay couples. Michael Harrington reporting.
Somebody tried to set fire to the home of a German anti-Semitism czar over the past weekend. Andreas Butner, whose job is to fight anti-Semitism in the state of Brandenburg, says a shed on his property was set ablaze while his family was at home. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise all around the world in recent years, and Germany has proven to be no exception. Nobody was injured in this case, and the fire was put out before it could spread. This is SRN News. Michael Reagan, the eldest son of President Ronald Reagan and a conservative commentator, has passed away at the age of 80.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute announced his death in a post on the social platform X on Tuesday, calling him a steadfast guardian of his father's legacy. His cause of death was not immediately announced. Reagan was a contributor to the Newsmax television network and was known for his talk radio program, The Michael Reagan Show. Keith Peters, Washington.
It has been slow going for reconstruction. 1 year after a pair of wildfires destroyed some 13,000 residential properties in the Los Angeles area. You may remember a year ago the Palisades and the Eaton fires that claimed 31 lives, and fewer than a dozen of the destroyed homes have been rebuilt a year later. Many homeowners find that their insurance is insufficient to cover the rebuilding costs in the wake of those fires. More of these stories at srnnews.com.